Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. This is Bernard Johnson, and I want to welcome you all to the blog line tonight. I want to just help you to understand what we're doing. Many times when people come right in the middle, they don't quite understand the platform of the blog line. Let me just simplify it for you, because, see, the blog line is just one platform, and that is based on giving God 1,000 thank yous a night. I want to tell you that anybody who does that positions themselves to receive a miracle from the Lord. Amen. Why wouldn't he bless you if you took time to thank him in advance 1,000 times? Now, he will bless you, and he will perform miracles for you. God has always been kind to everyone, especially to those who remember him. Throughout history, there have been so many who have forgotten him. They made promises to him, and then they turned around and just forgot him. They took him for granted. Yeah, he's been there all the time. He was the one who put a roof over their head. He was the one who gave them food to eat, a place to sleep. He was the one that gave them life, health, and strength. Yeah, he gave them blessings from on high. He sent manna from heaven to help feed them, put clothing on their backs. And he's been there every time, healed their bodies when they were sick. Yeah. And yet they turn around and didn't even say thank you. If they say that it was just a matter of just saying it because they wanted to save face, but a matter of formality. But you have to see it from your heart to really mean it. And here the Lord is, for centuries and for eras, had been mistreated. I'll say it again, he had been mistreated. So many people didn't treat him right because they came to him like he was a big Santa Claus and just give me, give me, give me, give me. Their prayer consisted of, Lord, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. Yeah. Do this for me. Do that for me. And always, right now, Lord, right now, right now. Well, he's busy. He's going to do it when he pleases to do it. But, you know, give me, give me. The new awakening is a spiritual shift. It's shifting from the give me, give me, give me to the thank you, thank you, thank you. We truly believe before you call. If you thank him enough before you call, he will answer you. And while you're yet speaking, he will hear you. Many times people don't have to ask him for nothing. They thank him so much until it just comes. Amen. That's what we try to do here on the blog line. Thank him. And not trying to make up for nobody who didn't thank him. We're just trying to get our thank yous in. And worldwide, with all of them, I mean, people coming from all over the world, leading thank yous in their communities, in their churches, in their fraternities, in their groups, cell groups, and everything else. And we know that there are at least 2 billion praises going up tonight. Probably many, many, many more than that. Probably at least 10 billion to be truthful. But I don't want, some people can't believe it, so I'm just going to keep it down to 2 billion praises. But anytime 1 million people give God 1,000 thank yous, that's 1 billion praises. And give us a station identification, Ambassador Hagen, if you're on the line. And before I go any further, I'll show you a few things. Go ahead. Are you there? All right. Let me just keep talking for a moment. I'm sure she'll be with us a little while. But we're coming from all over the world. There's Africa, Asia, India, Russia, Japan, China, you name it. Amen. The Gaza Strip, the Jordan Strip. We've got many calls from Hollywood and from Hawaii and everywhere else. I mean, it's everywhere. Over 90 million listeners. The numbers have been given to us by the blog line. And they're on here. But let me tell you something. We are careful to help you and to lead you into giving God a thousand thank yous tonight. Why? Because I know this is your only church. I'm talking to you in Africa and India and all over there. This is your only church. But I want to just assure you that if you take time tonight to give God a thousand thank yous, oh my God, miracles will start happening around your village, around your hamlet, wherever you are. Amen. Miracles will happen. I saw it in the spirit realm. The Africans were just praising God. Oh, my God. Like America hadn't seen, the Africans were praising God. And India, too. And so many others. Amen. Let's worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Hear the instructions. I'm going to ask you to make your request known unto the Lord. Yeah, make your request known unto the Lord. And when you do, I'm going to ask you to allow me to pray then. And when I pray, at the close of my prayer, I'm going to lead you into thanking the Lord in advance for what he's done. That's faith. That's faith. Believing him for every one of your requests. And then we're going to start thanking him from our hearts and our souls and our minds. I'm going to give you many reasons why you're thanking him. Don't stop thanking him. Just know that I'm putting some structure behind your thank yous. Always put the name of Jesus in there. Just don't say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you who? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Put him in there. Amen. All right. Make your instructions. Make your request known unto the Lord right now. I'm going to give you about 20 seconds of some music here. And that's time for you to make your request known unto the Lord right now. Hope you made your request known. It can be of any kind of request. Your daughter being saved. Your son being saved. Healing in your body. Release someone being released from prison. It could be anything, but you want to make your request known. Let's have a word of prayer here. And I release many lines here so that you can help us thank the Lord a thousand times. If your line is open, that means you've been selected. There's so many other people who their lives are not open, but you've been selected. That means you do thank the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for every prayer request tonight. I thank you because you can hear a million prayer requests at the same time and answer all million. Oh, God, you're so good, so kind. We love you. Look on every person on this blog line. And I've been prophesying as you told me to, miracles like we've never seen in 2015. I've gotten several miracles like I've never seen in 2015. I know if you did it for me, you're doing it for others, so thank you for it. And I pray that you grant these requests tonight in the name of Jesus. Bountifully help them and bountifully bless them. We praise you and give you glory. And now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we offer unto you a thousand individual thank yous. And globally, we offer unto you over 2 billion praises in the name of Jesus. Well, praise check. Those who want to help us, let's thank him a thousand times tonight. It takes us about 15, maybe 20 minutes. Let's do it now. Amen. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, Jesus, Jesus, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
Thank you for life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody open your mouth and give him praise. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory, 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 glory.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. You've been so good. You've been good, God. You've been so good. You've been so good. Oh, Lord. Oh, you've been so good. Oh, yeah. You've been so good. Yeah. Mighty, 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 you've been so good.
Yeah.
You brought me out. Yeah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Let me out. You brought me out. You brought me out. You brought me out. You brought me out. God bless all of y'all. God bless all of you. God bless all of
you.
Made a way. You made a way. You made a way. You made a way, Lord. You made a way. Thank you, Jesus. You made a way. You made a way.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Ain't no harm in the
moment.
Oh, hear the groan, Lord, hear the groan. Oh, hear the groan. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hear the groan. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Healing somebody right now. The anointing is going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you.
The anointing is going into that area.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Thank you. Tonight, I am a student of repetition, and it's a good thing to be a student of repetition because there are some good things that you not only do but need to do one time, but you need to do them over and over and over again. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, through repetition, he said, make this a part of the blog line. remind me if I forget it. Amen. I don't ever plan to, but make this a part of the blind line. He said what he wants us to do. Since we have given him 1,000 thank yous, God said, watch this thing. He wants us at the end of the block line to get up and walk through our houses saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Walk in every room. Let's do it right now. Walk in every room. Thank you, thank you. It's going to be a blessing in it for you.
Thank you, thank you.
Since you've done that for him, he's going to bless you. Thank you, thank you. Every demon can get out of here.
Thank you, thank you.
Jesus,
thank you.
Every demon can get out of your house. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
As many people as you can. God told me he was going to triple this blog. Maybe he just gave me the key.
Maybe he did. Thank you, Jesus, for his company. Amen. God bless you. And let's meet again tomorrow at 9 p.m. Amen. Thank you, Ambassador Hagen, for getting that straight for us. Last night we were off an hour, but tonight we're right on that 9 p.m. So we're trying to be on 9 o'clock tomorrow night. If anything like that happens again, they normally miss the hour and put us back on the 10 o'clock hour, but we try to come on every night at 9 p.m. So I'm just trying to tell you what's happening. The Lord bless you and keep you. I have a couple miracles like I've never seen that has happened to me, but I'm going to share them with you if the Lord says the same on tomorrow night. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. I love you, and I'm praying that the Lord will do something phenomenal for you between tonight and tomorrow night. Amen. God bless you. Receive it. Receive it. When I say something, grab it. Grab it. Not me, it's the Holy Ghost. Grab it, and you see things happen.
Receive it.
God bless you.
Thank you. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, I hear you.
I hear spirit.
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
I hear the Holy Spirit say when you talk about walking through the house, blessing the house, and I hear scripture for everybody to read, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20.
Verse what? Three what?
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
20 and 21. Write that down,
yes.
Y'all. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. All right.
How is Mother
Thank
Johnson?
Thank you so much. Mother Johnson is one of the miracles like I've never seen in 2015.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's a totally different turnaround. Let me tell you, when people receive what you're saying in the name of Jesus, spoken by the Lord, when they receive it, it will change their whole persona. It will heal their bodies. See, I'm working on this message, but I'm going to tell you something. God has put enough healing in every one of our bodies to heal any disease already. It's already in there. He's just trying to get us to activate the faith, to believe him. And that faith is what activates that healing virtue that's already in your body.
Ooh, glory, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. You were created in his own image. See, He made you to be like him. And when he created you, he was healing himself. Healing himself. Jesus is healing. And when he created you, would it be so difficult to believe that he put enough healing in your body? Because he is healing. And when you accept Jesus, you get that healing virtue in your body. All you got to do is exercise your faith, and it takes over. It will take over. You got to have that faith. In other words, change your attitude. Yeah, stop saying, when people, you'd have a man of God, a true man of God pray for you and curse that thing in your body. Stop saying, I believe I'm going to be healed. See, you just took your healing out.
Woo, glory.
I believe I'm going to be healed. You got to just, I am healed. It's like salvation. See, you can't judge on how you feel if you're saved, because you might be excited today and tomorrow you wake up, you're not excited. Are you still saved? Yes. Healing is like that. When you get healed, when God says, tell the woman she's healed, tell that man he's healed. You grab it, your faith releases in your body, and that causes healing that's already inside of you. Heal that cancer, heal that diabetes, whatever. Amen. Let's believe it. Amen. What? Shut up. Yes, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. Thank you.
Woo. Glory.
Grab it. Amen. There's enough Jesus inside of you to heal anything.
Thank you.
I said, there's enough Jesus inside of you to heal anything.
Thank you. Amen.
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 Amen. Whenever Jesus is in the room, everything, cancer, everything is subject to him. What does that mean? That they must obey him. How would we be worshiping Jesus if he was obeying cancer, if he was obeying diabetes? There's enough Jesus inside. When he's in the room, everything is subject to him. Doesn't matter what it is. You say, they got bone cancer. Listen, everything is subject to him. You must obey him. All we got to do is get Jesus to speak. As that centurion said, listen, I know you could just speak and my was a daughter or son be healed. Yeah. Just get him to speak and they must obey, every one of them. See, we got to realize that all this stuff has a boss. You got a boss. Yeah. Everything has a boss now. Cancer has a boss. And the big boss, when he speaks, they're going to get out of there. Get out of there in the name of Jesus. They can't obey. All right, I didn't come to preach to y'all tonight. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. We'll meet you on the prayer line tomorrow. I got a message for y'all tomorrow on the prayer line. You might say my Good Friday message. Amen. During this Passion Week.
Amen.
So I want to get it. I want to talk about tomorrow. There's a wound in this side just for you. I'm going to talk about that. There's a wound in his side just for you. Just for you. I hope you hear that tomorrow. The prayer line number 6 a.m. There's a wound in his side just for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the number to call is 712-775-7085. Mm-hmm. And the code is 936-005. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Wonderful night. Love you. God bless you.
Have a nice day, sir. God bless everyone. God bless. Be on the prayer line in the morning. Okay. Until we meet again.
There's a wound in this one. Just. Yes, sir.